Dear citizens, I'm Padmini Arhant, author and presenter, PadminiArhant.com, representative divine mission. Welcome to the topic September 11, the anniversary on terror attack and perpetual violence. Terrorism targeted racial profiling and license to kill strategy, abusing position of power and authority on September 11, 2001 terror attack. Memorial and monument in innocent lives memory is a gesture that does not necessarily satisfy fairness and justice yet to be served to survivors and families of 9/11 victims awaiting accountability on heinous crime against humanity that persists until today, using 9/11 as pretext for illegal invasion and occupation of foreign land, as well as homegrown terrorism. Terrorism is fostered and funded to maintain status quo. The activities under the guise of national security is violation of human rights, not limited to invasive surveillance and harassment of law-abiding citizens at the airport with deliberate intent to humiliate individuals of specific origin and ethnicity. Such deplorable actions reflect lawlessness and character beneath human nature. The karmic effects of similar dealings are slighted, burdening self with incessant suffering sooner than later. Meanwhile, the real perpetrators behind 9/11 and thereafter until now are protected with immunity and regarded VIPs, very important people, despite no remorse or regrets from them for their involvement, resulting in massive casualties and lives torn apart with generational impact. The unspeakable crime camouflaged and projected as continuous threat, obviously known to them as source and catalyst behind terror and terrorism worldwide. Considering the aversion for truth and factual presentation, the norm is to suppress reality with make-believe enactments constituting mass deception. Terror and terrorism was invented to promote supremacy through violence and unjust wars with no concern for consequences affecting lives in war zones and domestic front, expending taxpayers' money for hegemonic goals and agenda. When selective group and syndicate seize power with representatives in various capacity, the seismic shift is apparent in governance and societal functionality. The Project for New American Century, PNAC, generated terror, exemplified intrusion and operation. The legislations such as Patriot Act is anything but patriotic, with patrons of violence having remained complacent, ignoring ominous warnings on 9/11 terror further confirms the state of affairs in the broken system. Anything that is defective and defunct beyond repair only exacerbate problems, leading to unsustainability. The circumvention to deny 9/11 victims, followed by civilian deaths in Afghanistan, Iraq, Libya, and Syria, not to mention several terror incidents globally, to preserve incorrigible indulgence somehow expected to prolong without reasonable doubt. However, the revelations on 9/11 event clearly calls for upholding the democratic principle in a nation poised as beacon of democracy to treat none above the law. The day when the powerful and influential misusing power that produce irreversible loss to citizens and nation at large are brought to justice, then that would be the revival of democracy. Unfortunately, the wheels of justice are steered by those with endless desire to reign while having no control over self-destructive cause. Regardless, history is testimony to failed and flawed policy contributing to decline of anything proved counterproductive. My thoughts and wishes to citizens enduring pain and anguish of terror and terrorism, besides manifested prejudice, reversing the trend on civilization concept and practice. I am Padmini Arhant, author and presenter, PadminiArhant.com, representative, Divine Mission. I convey my peace to all. Thank you. The individuals behind Project for New American Century granted immunity on crimes against humanity are listed for reference and action. Thank you.